quick?
Sure.
What's it like to have this legacy that still surrounds a Karate Kid? I mean, it's been a few years.
A few decades, still, hasn't it? Yes, yes. Long before you were here. It amazes me, still to this day, what, 32 years that movie came out? And, you know, it's kind of a privilege, and I embrace it more as I get older. Anytime you have the opportunity to make a footprint like that and affect different generations, the best part is when I get little 6 and 8 year old kids coming up and, you know, dressed up as the Karate Kid, and they can't wait to show me their crane kick. It's pretty heartwarming.
And how was the training for that movie? I know you're doing a lot of...
Oh, well, that was 100 years ago. Now I can't touch my toes. It was hard, but less difficult than Dancing with the Stars, which was much tougher.
I'd imagine. And then The Outsiders, that was also such a big movie book. And I remember watching it in junior high, and all my classmates just loved it, and they loved the character Johnny. How did you get into the character playing the classic bad boy?
The Outsiders, I read that book when I was 12. So for me, like you, reading it at a young age was inspiring, and the role was the best one in the movie, in my opinion. I loved playing John. I got to say Stay Gold and Die. You know, it was the director, Francis Ford Coppola, really spent time with all us young actors and created a sort of camp environment where we sort of lived with each other for a few weeks and tried to walk in the shoes of what those characters would be like, not being either homeless or from broken families. And that's part of acting. You build a character from the foundation up. So that's one that holds a special place to me.
And that's such an iconic role, too. It's still a huge,
I love it.
Success. I read that you have the theater bug. If you could start any play or musical on Broadway, what would it be? Like your dream?
Well, that's a good one. I think I would love to someday do Guys and Dolls. It's a classic. I've done How to Succeed in Business, which was written by the same team. But Guys and Dolls, playing some gangster, singing Luck Be a Lady Tonight like Marlon Brando, that would be pretty fun. And when I'm old and old and old and old enough, one of my favorite plays of all time is Death of a Salesman. But hopefully it'll be another 20 years before I play that one.
And then one last question. What was it like playing yourself in, like, How I Met Your Mother?
It was a blast. And they loved it, and we loved it. It paid homage to, Barney Stinson hating Ralph Macchio. It was a lot of fun. And once again, that opened up the film to a whole new generation of kids that watched that show. They saw the episode, and then they rented the movie.
Yeah.
So it's very cool how that just keeps it going.
Well, thank you for answering my questions. Thanks for meeting me.